and working with CAR3. Also, I'm co-chair of Automotive LCA Informal Working Group. Nick Ni, co-chair, is currently absent due to another meeting, so I will speak on behalf of him. Mr. Prang, sorry, would you please show our final clean version of TOR of ALCA? Francois? Sorry. Okay, thank you. Yesterday, Automotive LCA leadership group received an email from Ricardo that they agree with the draft of TOR, which was explained by Mr. Nick Ni yesterday. Explaining the background, this is because their requirements So explaining the background, this is because their requirements are already adequately included in the context of the TOR draft. Also, a very tight timeline considering the to-do work list. Therefore, it seems that there are also decisions that it is more important to focus on implementing the requirement of TOR with the IWG agreement. I think that the additional requirement of required will be handled in more details when we start a discussion of overarching aspect within whole informal working group or on the subgroup structures. So the final final clean version of TOR, as you can see on the screen, is based on the agreement of Automotive LCA Informal Working Group members. So, based on with this agreement, main argued issues such as deletion of the phrase 1.4 part and deletion of the phrase 2.2 bracket part suggested by Ricardo have been solved at the moment. I hope that this final version of TOR submitted by Automotive LCA Informal Working Group will be adopted by this GRP session today. That's all my comment. Thank you.